This has been a powerful and passionate debate. It's a debate that could go on tonight for hours, but we've already gone well past our closing time. Mr. Prime Minister, with apologies to Prime Minister Erdogan.
One minute.
Well, you know.
One minute.
Okay.
1 minute.
But I'm going to hold you to the 1 minute, please.
President Perez, you are older than I am, and you have a very strong voice. I feel that you perhaps feel a bit guilty, and that's why perhaps you have been so strong in your voice, so loud. Well, you kill people. I remember the children who died on beaches. And I remember two former prime ministers in your country who said that they felt very happy when they were able to enter Palestine on tanks. Now, those are former prime ministers who have said that they have been very satisfied with themselves when they entered Palestinian territories on tanks. And I find it very sad that people applaud what you have said, because there have been many people who have been killed. And I think that it is very wrong, and it's not humanitarian to applaud any actions which have had that kind of a result. I've taken many notes. Unfortunately, there is no time to respond to all of them. But I will just say two things.
We can't start the debate again, please. We just don't have time.
Excuse me. Sözümü kesmeyin.
Please let me finish.
Geez, we really do need to get people to dinner.
Sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. But we are talking about killing. And second point, Gilad Atzamoni says that Israeli barbarism is way beyond what it should be. Then there is the international relations professor from Oxford University, Avishalom, has said this. Thank you very much. So I don't think I will come back to Davos after this. Thank you. Because you don't let me speak. The president spoke for 25 minutes. I have spoken only half of that.
Turn this over to our host. Prime Minister,
ladies.
Professor Schwab.
Thank you very much. If you stay for one moment, for 1 minute, please.